Okay, fine. So I want to share an interesting machloket from the Midrash, which carries tremendous. It's sort of a quasi halachic machloket, interpretive machloket, but it really carries very, very important ideas. And that is the question of what does the pasuk mean? Where did the Jews put the blood of the Karban Pesach, right? So if you look at Pasuk Zayin, it says, they put it on the doorpost. And then in Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, and God says that I will see the blood that you have in the houses, and I will, and then I will save you. Okay, so what's the difference, right? So first one, it says, Mizuzot Mashkof Batim. Second one, it says, right, Batim. And then this is repeated in Pasuk Chavbet. What does it say in Pasuk Chavbet? In Pasuk Chavbet, it says, Ulekachlem Agudat Ezov Utvalta Badav Asher Basaf. Vigatem al hamashkof, mashtem izot min adam asher batzaf, vatem lo teitzu ish mipetach beito ad boker. You'll take it and you'll put it on the basin. Then you'll put it on the mashkof, and then the mizuzot. So it's right. So in the first one, it's mizuzot, then the mashkof. In the next one, it's mashkof and mizuzot. Right. In the third pasuk, or in the middle pasuk, you only have it in the batim. So this leads to a machloket. So first the Machilda says, but this shows you that halachically didn't matter what order you put it on. Okay, fine. But it cites a machloket as to where on the doorway you put it. So you, Rabbi Yonatan says that it is inside. Rabbi Ishmael says it is outside, right? Now, why is that an important machloket? Well, sure, that's very nice, but let's just think, and don't get drashi on me, just let's think about the story for a second, right? Why is this important, whether it was inside or outside? What is the point of the... Yeah, that it will be a sign. So, the logic of the logic of Rabbi Ishmael makes a lot of sense, which is the pasuk says "Ra'iti et Adam" and pasuk Yud Gimel, see the blood, and therefore, if whatever it means for God to see, in order to save you, whatever that means, so where would you put it? You put it outside. Mm-hmm. The mashkid is outside, right?
God can see the blood wherever.
Yes, I understand that God can see through the walls. Right? So then what would so what is the logic then of saying that it should be in the house? Right? Meaning, I get it. God can see in the through walls. That's not a problem. I get that. Right? Still, if I just ask you to guess, right, if something is presented as a sign, is presented as a sign. Oh, very good. So now let's, so right, there has to be a logic. So what's the logic? Right? So what's the logic? If you are going to say that it is not outside, then what, right, it's inside, then what exactly is the sign? Wow. Good, right? So who says that, right? So this is right in Michelta. What's the diuk? Right, where does this come from? What I want you to understand is understand a midrash. Because if you say it's outside, like Rabbi Ishmael, so that makes a lot of sense. Meaning, again, God doesn't need to see it. But the point is, fundamentally, for whatever reason, God wants you to put a sign outside.
It's like symbolically.
Right? Good. But Rashi says, Rashi quotes the Michelta, and he paskins like Rabbi Yonatan, that it's inside. And what's his diuk? Right, he explains it. And he says, right, what is it? I mean, I'll just read it to you from Rashi. Why is it giving me the English? What's that? There we go. Lachem. Vayadam lachem la'ot. Lachem la'ot v'lo la'achirim la'ot. For you and not for anybody else. Mikan shalom nadu adam el mirifneim, which tells you the blood was inside. But then what is the next words of our itiyat adam? God will see it. Hakol goli lefanav. He says, obviously, first of all, Rabbi Yonatan says, you don't have to worry about the problem that God won't see it. God can see everything. But why would he choose to put the sign inside? What does that show? So the Midrash says, Elo amara kadosh baruch hu notein ani et einai lerot shatam asukim b'mitzvotai ufozeach ani aleichem. The point is that I'm looking at the fact that you're doing my mitzvah. That's the sign. It's not the sign. It's the fact you did the mitzvah. It's not that I need to see the blood. It's that I need to see that you did what I asked you to do. That's what I'm looking at, right? So you realize that the question of inside and outside is not a technical machloket at all, right? Meaning, yes, it's a logic to Rishmal. It's outside. It's a sign. But by saying it's inside, right, it's right actively not a sign in the way you think about it.
It's all on the dog.
Right? Is yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, it's you see it. Why? Because the sign isn't the blood. The sign is simply that you did what I said, and that's what's saving you. So by putting it inside, it's framing the fact that the real sign is the faith of the Jews, their commitment to do what God said. Right? Not the blood per se, which is less obvious if you think it is outside. So it's not really Shvalot, it's Yitzchak. Now, and the Targum Yonatan takes this position as well, right, that it's outside. So, Imkvar, you say, well, God doesn't need the blood. So then what, so you could just say, okay, but still, if it's a sign, so, you know, whatever. God, Ki'ilu, is outside, and the Mashka is Ki'ilu outside, and God is Ki'ilu looking at the sign. Or you could say, so he has to deal with Lachem. Fine. Right, I'll read you, I mean, let me read you quickly the full version of the Midrash, right? Is Lachem lo lo lachirim lo al batim lama nemar, so why is it on the household for nemar al batim shech lo tabahem? Only in the batim yishlo men batim shayu, etc. And then he says, Vereiti et adam yishmol omer al kol goli lifanav yodam mamash konara ime shara. God knows everything, light, darkness, doesn't matter. Matam lo mer vereiti et adam. And v'schar mitzvah jadam ozen ani nigla v'chas aleichem. But what's the logic of the other position? So, who's the sign for?
For which one? For the outside or the inside?
Yeah, if it's on the outside, if it's not really for God, because God knows everything.
The mitzvah,
very good. Right, that's the other possibility. This is the Malbim points out is that it's a sign, right? Essentially, to right project to the Egyptians
Lachem
that your gods are worthless.
Lachem is to B'nai Yisrael.
I understand Lachem is not a problem, right? But he'll say, right, he'll have to come up with a different. But you see, but what's he saying? Right, that the point is really to show the Egyptians that our God is powerful and their gods is worthless. And therefore the question of is the blood on the inside or the outside, considering the fact that God knows everything, right? That's the assumption of the Midrash, it's a good assumption, that God knows everything, he doesn't need to see it. Really what it comes down to is what do you think the point of this is? Is the sign fundamentally that what saves the Jews is that they keep the Torah? Or is the fundamental thing going on this night not that God is forging his relationship with the Jews and making sure they know how to keep his word, but is that God is expressing dominance and teaching the Egyptians that he's the only God and their gods are worthless. Right? Both of those goals are happening in the night, but which is primary. Right? And the question whether you think there's it's an inside or outside, whether it's for the Jews or for the Egyptians, comes down to what is the central goal, as it were, of the night. Right, to establish the importance of the Jews keeping the mitzvot, or establish the importance of people knowing the true theological, the Egyptians knowing the true theological belief that their God is worthless and God is, right, that, right, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the only God, right? And therefore, right, this very technical point really is a very important point as to what exactly is the lesson being projected.
That's so interesting. You teach them a lesson though with when 99% of them die.
Yes, but still, throughout Va'era, right, that was the point. That, right, is that Mitzrayim, Paro will know. Only in Bo does it switch to the Jews. But in Shmot Va'era, the emphasis is that the Egyptians will learn about God. Okay.